Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dickey Thon. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Danny Heap. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Art Howe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Lacoste. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Lacoste. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mookie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight takes first base on ball four. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mookie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Knight. Wilson moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wilson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lacoste is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacoste hits a line drive towards short. Baylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0 for 1 in the game. Thon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lacoste. Baylor moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2. And the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Swan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0 for 1 in the game. Howe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thun misplays the ball. That's an error on Thun. Swan moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. Swan moves to third. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacoste fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poehl pinch hits for Mike Lacoste. Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poehl strikes out. One out. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank LaCourte now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson catches it and throws to first to double up Cruz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swan hits a fly ball into right field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Howe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howe is 0 for 2 in the game. Howe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds pinch runs for Art Howe. Harry Spillman pinch hits for Frank Lockhart. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Spillman moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spillman scores. Scott scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 3 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Reynolds now playing third base. Dave Smith now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. George Foster pinch hits for Brian Giles. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-3 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Denny Walling now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Craig Swan. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Thon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.